This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, always a delight to talk to Bruce Levine, and he joins us now on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I'm doing great. Just a lot of anxious moments getting ready for the season so early for the Cubs. Trying to prepare for Japan early is starting to take shape for Craig Counsell and the group. You're just looking at what type of pitchers he would use in game one, what type in game two. Where do you guys want to begin today?
Well, let's start with that. Didn't he say yesterday that that they got an early start so they don't have to push everybody, that they're going to try to
ramp
ease
up
into
early
the season? Yeah, they had to wrap up early so now they can make their way into the season without making sure that they don't overuse anyone, etc. And by the way, Chris Flexen now on the Cubs, so that's interesting.
It's hard to look at that and wonder exactly where they're going with that, other than than depth. He does post, okay? We will say that about him. He will show up. He will throw a lot of innings, and the Cubs are looking for depth. If he's going to accept a minor league assignment at the beginning of the year, we'll have to see how that shakes out. But as far as Japan goes, Counsell said yesterday that he's really thinking about, after the starting pitcher in game one, he's going to use mostly bullpen guys. After the starting pitcher in game two, he's going to use starting pitchers so that all of his pitchers that they take on the trip get used. Nobody gets overused. No relief pitcher gets used 2 days in a row that early in the year. They don't want to start taxing people that early before, you have another 8 or 9 days before the regular season starts. And he wants to win those games, but he also wants to make sure he takes good care of his pitching staff.
Bruce, also on Monday, you were there, I believe, for Luis Robert Jr. addressing his status, the uncertainty surrounding whether or not he will be traded by opening day, how he's handling it, and his feelings about playing the outfield versus DHing. What was your biggest takeaway after hearing from Luis Robert Jr.?
Well, that he really wants to stay with the White Sox, and that he had to go to his agent in the offseason and get talked down about why the White Sox are considering trading him. He just didn't quite understand the dynamic. Certainly we all know he had an underperforming season. He's been hurt twice. He's making, $15 million this year, $20 million options next year and the year after. Not the, certainly 38 home runs the year before. But he just didn't understand it. He felt that, he's with this organization. He wants to be with this organization forever, and he just needed to be talked down about it. So it's interesting. You go from player to player, players from different countries. They don't quite understand why they would move you and for what purpose that would be and how he would react to it.
Hmm.
I'm curious, when you think about the depth of the Cubs, we've talked about that this morning a little bit. Does that have to unfold to know what they have in camp? Does that take time to figure out who the backups are going to be and how they're going to play? And do you feel like they have upgraded or downgraded in terms of some of the people they let go?
Well, let's start with they've recognized the fact that their backups were not very good last year outside of Michael Tauchman. And again, you know, all due respect to those guys who busted it and just weren't up to that level. So you have to get better than that. And Birdie is a really good start. Bruan is also a decent backup player, but that's not enough. You need a real backup first baseman. You need a real backup center fielder. They don't have it. I mean, Michael A. Taylor signing with the White Sox, it's the right city and the wrong team. He's an outstanding center fielder, defensive player. I talked to him at length yesterday at Sox camp about understanding his role as a backup now after being a starting player for a long time, but ready to be a starter again. That's the type of player you need. You need a outstanding center fielder. If Pete is number one struggling, or number two, you have a left-handed pitcher that Council doesn't want to start him against. You know, you need that backup center fielder. You know, and they're out there looking for. They're out there looking for. You know, they're still looking at Justin Turner and the possibility of that. We're hearing he wants $6 to $7 million. To be a backup with the Cubs. It's a lot of money to pay for a backup. Not really a third baseman anymore, more a DH first baseman, but a great pedigree, great professional. You know, so they're kicking the tires on some of these players that are out there. Also, you have to watch all the rosters to make sure when teams are cutting guys, good teams that have players they can't put on their 26-man roster, who's willing to make trades near the middle and the end of spring training here. So these are all the things that Hoyer and Carter Hawkins are doing on a daily basis.
Maybe they can ask Theo for some advice if they want to build their roster out.
Does Theo play first?
What did you think of the Athletics report that the Red Sox and Craig Breslow used Theo Epstein's guidance and counsel in pursuing Alex Bregman and closing the deal?
Well, I think you'd be silly not to, right? I mean, he's right there. He's with the organization again. One of the more brilliant baseball guys that we've ever seen. Certainly on his way to the Hall of Fame as a young man at some point soon. But the reality is that, yeah, you slow roll it. You don't show your hand. We didn't hear anything from the Red Sox for weeks and weeks, right? They were mentioned in the mix. But they were really quiet about and stealth about the way they were behind the scenes working on this deal and then jumping in with the highest bid by far for 1 year at a time, you know, $40 million a year times three. So that doesn't surprise me. Breslow's a really bright guy. He spent an awful lot of time, you know, with the Chicago Cubs. And you know, he's in the right position. He should have been a GM, and he is now.
I'm curious, Bruce, when you go to the White Sox camp, do you recognize anyone? Do you have your roster with you? How do you figure out who? I mean, I'm not joking. I mean,
Brooks Boyer, Scott Rifer, Bob Bechtel.
No, I mean player wise. Are there a lot of guys?
It's a great question.
You have
Mike.
Yet
it
to
really
kind
is.
Of honestly.
Yeah, no, it is. It is, and I do. I do study, you know, the media list, the guide that they put out with the players on it. And I have to look at faces of new acquisitions to make sure, you know, I recognize them if they're not standing at their locker. You know, you have the advantage as a media person when they're at their locker. They're not always at their locker. So, you know, you're out there. They don't always have their uniform top on when they're out in their, you know, practicing. Sure. So you want to be able to report properly. It's a great question, and it is a lot of extra work with the White Sox because they have so many new guys.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Talking about Andrew Vaughn, then we were talking about Michael Bush, and we were having the debate over which one was maybe a little bit better. But it made me wonder this about Michael Bush. As much as the Cubs love him, is he going to this year play against left-handed pitching? Because at times, didn't he platoon last year? And obviously they may want to do that again this year. But is that a foregone conclusion, Bruce?
No, it's not. And again, it's certainly worth visiting the idea that, you know, and Pete Crow Armstrong falls into the same area. Can they hit left-handers? You know, these are two really good young players. I think Bush has gained enough confidence from counsel to be able to go out there and face a lot of left-handers now. Now, will he find spots for him where he doesn't play him? Yeah, but he believes he's an everyday player, can perform against lefties. And again, can he be a way above average player? I think he had an outstanding rookie year, even though he's a little older as a rookie than most. I think he's 27 now. But, you know, from all indication, he was the most improved defensive player in the National League last year from the beginning to the end. If you remember him bobbling balls and not being able to handle the position as far as range went initially, I think he became one of the better first basemen in the National League last year as the season went on.
When you watch the White Sox, I know I'm asking you too many questions about this, but I'm curious because, you know, we don't know some of these names. But I'm wondering if the level of play is higher than it was a year ago. In other words, are you seeing what the double play combination is? And does that look like they can turn a double play? Or am I just, you know, fantasizing?
Again, that's one of the more interesting things coming out of camp more into the regular season with Montgomery winning that job. The front office wants to see him making the average play in spring training, right? Looking relaxed at the position, you know, working hard with whoever they do put at second base. And they want to see, look, it's the most important position on the field. I don't think, you know, most shortstops are the defensive captain, you know, even if they don't have that title. He's got to be able to, you know, make the relays, you know, be confident out there, get confidence from the other players. So I think that's the storyline of this spring training is, you know, can Montgomery start to push through, be an important player, and play a position that's really, really difficult in the major leagues? So that is the storyline for the White Sox outside of, you know, who the other position players are going to be. But, you know, talking to him yesterday, he's an extremely confident young guy. Also understands that he's got a lot to prove after a wonky first half last year and a very good second half last year. Home runs are going to be there at some point. Is he going to make enough contact so he breaks 200? I think he hit 214 last year. It's going to have to be better than that.
Yeah. Good stuff, Bruce.
Great, Bruce. Thanks, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.